This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began studying 1 Thessalonians 5, 19 through 22. We reflected on verse 19, "Do not put out the Spirit's fire." I pointed out that one way to put out the Spirit's fire is to neglect or resist God's word. Paul goes on to say in verse 20, "Do not treat prophecies with contempt." What does he mean? Prophecy can be understood in two ways. Most consider prophecy to be foretelling the future. If that is what Paul means, it's clear we should not treat such predictions with contempt. Prophets predicted that there is a day of reckoning coming sometime in the future. It may be soon. If we don't take that seriously, we are fools. Prophets warn that once we die, we face a judgment. If we disregard that prediction, we are foolish. In this book of 1 Thessalonians, we are reminded in every chapter that Christ is coming back. A wise person will prepare for that day. Another meaning of the word prophecy is the foretelling of God's word. What Paul is saying is this: do not treat the messages you hear with contempt. Don't treat what is being taught in a Bible class with contempt. Don't treat with contempt an exhortation or correction from a friend based on the Bible. The statement at the end of each letter to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 would be a relevant reminder to all of us. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. If we don't heed this warning, we will miss what God in love has in mind for us.